something that I've given my heart and soul and time for over a decade to had been taken away. So there was obviously a lot of emotion. And this is a deal that doesn't respect the idea of localism that's so important in our culture and for our community here in San Francisco. And, you know, this would be station number 6 now for USC, where this is really the only community radio station of its kind in San Francisco that reaches all these multiple cultures and communities here in our city. And I think that it's very important for San Francisco radio to sound like San Francisco.
You know, for us at USC, the way we looked at it is if the university wanted to sell the station anyway, we have a good use for it, and that is preserving classical radio in the Bay Area. We don't make the decision to sell somebody else's station. They make that decision. Okay. We made the decision to buy the station, knowing that we had a good use for it, and that we could provide a really valuable service to the Bay Area, and a service that the Bay Area was going to lose if someone didn't step up to do something.
So you don't think that it will have too much of a negative impact on the community?
You know, I think that question really depends on, the answer to that question depends on how you look at it and what your definition of community is. For the volunteers at KUSF, their definition of community, from what I can gather, seems to be themselves and the audience served by the station.
What impact do you think that the sale of KUSF would have on the community in San Francisco?
It would have a drastic impact on the community here in San Francisco, as KUSF not only programmed amusing and diverse music, but it also had really rich cultural programming, which reached so many of the diverse cultures and communities that make up our vibrant city, including Chinese Star Radio, which is one of the only news sources in Cantonese for our large Chinese population here in San Francisco. And so I think that it's a lot of those programs and communities that were served that were not taken into consideration when this deal that was done with zero transparency was made.
The San Francisco Board of Supervisors recently passed a resolution opposing the sale with an 8-3 majority. And so what do you think this means for the sale?
It really won't mean anything with regard to the sale, because the supervisors don't have any jurisdiction at all in this matter. It's a matter that goes before the Federal Communications Commission, and the FCC doesn't make decisions based on format. What they're looking at in a license transfer situation like this one is the entity that the license would be transferred to fit to operate a radio station. And that's the only issue that they really consider in making these kinds of decisions.
So now that you do have all of the information, what's your next step?
Well, we're on track to file our petition to deny at the FCC next Friday. And we've, you know, raised enough money for our first round of FCC and lawyer fees in order to get that petition to deny drafted. We really hope that USC will understand that this is an issue that needs to have further examination, and that we all sort of need to take a step back and a deep breath and put this really bad deal on hold and figure out a way that we can resolve this in a way that is respectful to the community of San Francisco, and that, you know, USC already has 5 stations, and maybe this is one that they don't need to have.